Okay, so we're at the Beef and Lamb New Zealand Innovation Farms Conference. We're in Invercargill this year in 2017. And we thought for a change we'd grab some of the farmers involved, chat to them for 5 minutes about what's going on in their project so people get a bit of a quick insight. And if there's interest later on, we can do a longer interview. So I'm sitting down here with Scott Linklater. So Scott, tell us a wee bit about where you farm and what your project was.
So we're based in the northern Manawatu, and just out of Fielding there. We've been tied up with the innovation team from the day dot, really. And so it was progressed from starting how to grow fodder beet, and then we've progressed how to feed it. And by saying to feed it, we wanted to try something different with lambs on fodder beet and see if we can make it a sustainable model that we can grow lambs as efficiently as possible.
So why lambs? I mean, people use cattle normally, and a few are looking at it for ewes, but...
So for us, for lambs, our soil type is very heavy, so it's a heavy clay base which gets wet, and we just didn't want to pug our soil. We've grown fodder beet for the last 8 years, so we know how to grow fodder beet, and we've used it extensively with cattle, but for, basically soil management, we wanted to go to lambs which doesn't pug and, hopefully look after our soil structure.
So when were you putting the lambs on the fodder beet?
So we're targeting that autumn period where there's a window there to open up, and, summer grass can be dry and the quality's not there, so rather than having them on a low ME diet of grass, we put them onto the fodder beet and load them up.
And how'd they go?
So the growth rate, individual growth rate, wasn't huge, but we were between 80 and 100 grams a day for those lambs, but we're running 280 to the hectare, so that's where our yield, we're yielding around 1,300 kilos of live weight to the hectare, so it was, we're pretty happy with that.
Transition and animal health?
So transition, basically we locked them straight in there. In the past we've tried it by giving them a grass runoff, and we found that the lambs just don't get into it. They, in effect, they'll stick to their grass that they know, so we find, lock them in there, give them a hay supplement so they've got a bit of fibre and protein there, and then and leave them to it, basically.
Strip grazing behind the wire?
Yeah, we did strip graze it. It's certainly a bigger workload. We've looked at giving them block grazing since then, and I think that works equally as well. The strip grazing is probably better in the sense that they get a bit more protein balance as they go, but if you want an easy system, then give it to them in blocks.
And what were you supplementing them with?
So the best supplement we've found is a good quality pea hay. So it's a green pea hay, basically, which is high in protein and fibre, and sort of the lambs got into it, versus the meadow hay that they didn't really go for straight away.
So even at those growth rates, the lambs are going to be off to the works before too long. You were saying you had crop left over. What did you do with it?
So then we went on to, we had some cattle that we went on to with that, this is last year we're talking, and they were on there for 3 weeks, but because it got wet, we ended up having to pull it off because it was just making too much damage. So we ended up putting the ewes on after that to clean the rest of the crop up, and that certainly, they did well on it, and basically freed up your pasture for set stocking, basically.
Yeah, and you held them until reasonably late in lambing, and the ewes did fine on the fodder beet.
Yep, so held them through to day 120, basically. And they did really well. In fact, they got fat. It was quite incredible how they, and they had no supplement. They were just straight bulbs, basically, is all they had.
And no hot wire either, you were saying?
No, so we just got rid of all the electric fences and just gave them what was left, and it certainly made a very easy management.
That's good. And the last thing I just wanted to pick on, you actually had an interesting test for the following year. You put a crop of rape in and it told you some interesting stuff about what had happened.
Yeah, so obviously through the middle of the crop there, we had a period there we had the cattle on and they ended up pugging it. And so the interesting part was that subsequent crop, we saw, it looked like we'd gone through with nitrogen and put it either side, which is basically where the lambs had been. They didn't pug it. And so there was a massive difference in yield, basically, because of where the cattle pugged the soil, the crop didn't grow as well, and it looked a sick crop through that middle strip of the farm or the paddock there. So, quite interesting to see what the long-term effect of pugging can do.
Good measure. And last thing, you talked about what you actually initially started in with fodder beet. You were looking at some strip tilling. So just in a nutshell, how'd that go?
So that went well. My brother was tied up with that. He's the machinery man, and he wanted to, we looked at different ways of how we could get this crop on the ground without as many passes as what we have done in the past. So it was a one-pass machine that would rip and work and plant. And that's proved really successful, especially in the light country where guys are getting sandblasting and things like that, where, because we're not disturbing the whole soil, we're Yeah, and getting some extremely good yields from it now.
Yeah, so no yield decrease or?
No, not at all. In fact, increase base, especially on that light country. Mm. So, I mean, guys are still, doing really good yields up home at the moment.
And so production cost per kilo would be quite a bit lower?
Yeah, so establishment certainly a lot cheaper, less sprays, and the biggest thing is that looking after the soil and not getting that wind blasting or sand blasting and things like that. So it's, there's certainly a place for it.
So still some material to come be written up, but there's obviously some material published already if people wanted to read or see more?
Yep, so we've done a video link with how to, what we did with our lamb trial last year. That's on the Beef and Lamb website. And then I believe these other 800 numbers and things like that.
So Beef and Lamb New Zealand YouTube channel if you want to see the video with Scott talking about the lamb trial on Fodderbeat. And if you give our 0800 number a call, 0800 233 52, or email our resources team, resources@beeflambnz.com, we'll be able to put you in touch with some of the material that's been published. So, look, that's coming up just on 6 minutes. That's all we want to do, basically a short break ourselves. So thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to hearing more about it.
Cheers.